Scientists have used animals for many years to study diseases like cancer and diabetes, but it's harder to find good animal models for the psychiatric problems that humans experience. Well, today, researchers report in the journal Neuron that they have used genetic engineering to create a mouse that is abnormally anxious and aggressive. As NPR's John Hamilton reports, such mice could help scientists learn why some people are prone to anxiety or panic attacks.
People with low levels of a brain transmitter called serotonin often suffer from problems including excessive aggression and anxiety. Researchers at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland wanted to replicate these problems in animals. So they used genetic techniques to create mice that lack a gene needed to maintain normal serotonin levels. Evan Daenerys says the next step was to give the male mice a standard test of aggressiveness.
We place a mouse in its home cage for a few weeks so that the mouse establishes that cage as its home territory. And then after a few weeks, we introduce into the cage an intruder mouse, another male mouse.
Daenerys says normal male mice generally show curiosity before trying to chase an intruder out of their territory. But that's not what happened with these genetically altered mice, which are called knockout mice because they've had a gene literally knocked out.
These knockout mice would attack the intruder mice much more quickly and much more vigorously than the control mice. In many cases, they would just simply see the intruder placed in the cage and go after it by attacking it and biting it.
That was the easy test. Measuring anxiety in mice is a bit trickier. For that, Daenerys says the scientist used a T-shaped platform several feet off the ground. One arm of the platform is protected by walls, which give mice a sense of safety. The other is an exposed plank with nowhere to hide. Daenerys says normal mice eventually explore both arms of the platform.
Arm knockout mice spend all of their time in the protected arm and would never venture into the unprotected areas.
An anxious mouse may not seem like the crowning achievement of genetic engineering, but Michael Davis, a psychiatric researcher at Emory University, says such mouse models have become essential in the development of drugs like Valium or Paxil.
All of the big pharmaceutical companies have major screening programs using these kinds of tests, and you can't really bring a drug to clinic unless you show that your compound works in these animal tests to treat anxiety.
Davis says genetically engineered mice also may help scientists figure out why some people are prone to excessive anxiety or aggression. That's because mouse and man are remarkably similar when it comes to brain transmitters like serotonin. So it's likely that some of the same genes are responsible for regulating the brain transmitters in both species. But Davis says scientists need to be cautious when using animal models created through genetic engineering.
You can also be led down the wrong track, and it's conceivable that by knocking out specific genes, you're going to create mice that may have interesting properties but will never be duplicated in nature.
Even so, Davis predicts much wider use of genetically altered mice for psychiatric research. He says scientists are even finding ways to create animals that exhibit aspects of complex psychiatric problems, such as depression and schizophrenia. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.
To see videos of experiments with the aggressive mice, you can go to our website, npr.org.